Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I have the best life in the world. I have the best life in the world. Let's explore that statement. Do I have the best life in the world? No. Yes. Okay, it's so subjective that it really means nothing. I'm going to start this one over. I don't like the way this one kicks off. I sound too braggadocious, too arrogant, ego, narcissistic, starting off with I have the best life in the world. It might be true. It might be true, but I know for sure it's true for me. And the power in that statement comes from, for that moment, when that statement is said, when that declaration is made, that a person believes it. It's all that counts. It doesn't matter if you have the best life in the world or not. It matters how you feel. And if you believe that, and if that's what you think, because after your birthday, you had a good birthday, you went to the LA County Museum of Art, a nice, easy, chill day. And even though the permanent collection wasn't open and you didn't get to see all your usual favorite ancient art and such things, it was still good to get out and see the new facility and go through the whole COVID thing. The way they had people move, how you went through the system, did all that and parking, and it was just a nice day to be out. Just a good day. But the next day, L.A. Maggots, Decades Bar and Grill. The boys showed out. The boys showed out, even had costumes or attire that fit. They looked good, performed good, sounded good. Crowd turned out fairly good. A lot of fun. A lot of people I haven't seen in a while. Hugs and high fives and happiness. And all those months of me playing with webcams and filming myself and hooking this up and hooking that up and using hubs and extensions, how I may have been working on perfecting my audio recording techniques to be able to take all that technology that I love to work with so much and to have the opportunity to exercise that technology, to demonstrate that technology, to put that technology into practice in a real life situation. And that leads me to the point to where, as far as my idea of capturing audio and video, probably on the cheap, you know, using what I had, where now I think I can go ahead and make an investment, make life easier, maybe better. The ideas that I had worked. They worked. What happened was real life in the field, actual testing and operation showed some things that I could not have been prepared for unless you're in a real game scenario or actually in the field. Like one time, one of the battery I was using to keep the action camera going got turned off, and I didn't check to see if it was turned on. So when that battery ran out, that camera stopped. There was a power issue on the stage, so they sound guy who was real cool sound guy, super good sound guy. Like, I wish I'd have gave him a tip, because he gave me audio feed from the soundboard. So I had got audio feed from the soundboard, but he was doing his job and he unplugged some stuff and he didn't plug back in a couple things I had plugged in. And one of those, the battery ran out. And a couple times the audio recording dropped out. Well, one time. But I got a lot of footage scattered all over the place. I'm putting it together now. I got a very good audio recording. Very, very good audio recording. And then yesterday, well, for the last week or so, I've been studying, researching how to find a way for people to upload files without having to log in, without having to create a login. And I found it, it's Dropbox. So I went ahead, got a month of that. It could go forward if I want to. It's paid for a month right now. And I put it out there. And a couple people already uploaded stuff, so that works. And I'll get their video and compile it, put it in my video editor, line it up. So that was fun. That technology worked. Like I said, the idea that I had worked. Webcams looked good. I ran a couple of USB extension cables. I doubled them. I was able to run it to the corner. And it worked until it didn't. It worked until it didn't. And the cameras and the phones, taking the phones, mounting them. Because I got these clips and mounts. Take a phone, regular old phone, my S7 that I don't use anymore. It's mounted somewhere through 128 gigabyte SD card in it, and just let it go. I had it plugged in, so it should have just ran all night, but it got unplugged and the battery died. And it was a good shot too. Comes out clear, lights on the stage. One thing about the cameras, the camera and photography is all about light. You don't have to have the best super fancy camera in the world if you can get the light right. So that worked. Everything worked. It's just that the real life test, in the field test, let me know there's some things that I have to be aware of. And for me to be able to mix the day after my birthday, the technology that I love so much, with the music that I love so much, and the people who are okay. Nah, them Negroes, I swear to God, oh my goodness. The whole crew, all of us, all them LA maggots out there wearing their shirts. Chilio Disgracius opened up. Mr. Roddy opened up. Charlie Lake and Ole Berry. Larry Jazz, Chris on Keys, Ponytail, Zelda Tally, Aya, heard she was selling shirts. Everybody was involved. It's coming together, and it's good to be a part of that. Not only is it good to be a part of something that you're deeply passionate, you're deeply proud of, but for me, to be able to integrate the technology into this and put it together, and then we'll be able to produce something and create based on technologies that I developed and put together. I have the best life in the world. And that's just the beginning of the month. Wait till the end of this month and the beginning of next month. Woo! But it's all about the people. It's all about the people and the events and the things we do and don't do and go through and work and the struggle, quote unquote struggle. I'm struggling. the quote-unquote battle. My battle is being out here every day. I got sick yesterday or the day before. I ate something crazy. And I should probably say finally got sick because my hygiene, my food hygiene security may not be the best. And I may have eaten something. Well, I definitely ate something that wasn't right. And I got sick. Had to lay down. Had to quit work, lay down. Then eventually got up and threw up. Felt better. Still had chills. Just had to lay out for a day or two. Just tired. Didn't get steps in. Didn't care to get steps in. Just slept. Been sleeping a lot. And it feels so good to sleep. And also, I was watching a show last night called Humane or Human. What does it be about being human? And they started off with the brain. And they said that the synapses, the reason, and they showed actually showed a boxer and a football player going through practice. I used to always think that practice was for your physical training, to build up your speed or your stamina. But actually practice, and it didn't hit me till way too late, the practice, you're supposed to be practicing moves that you do in the game. It didn't hit me. I just thought we were just, you know, just going through the motions. No, you're actually practicing moves that you could do in the game, and you get good at them in practice, and you demonstrate to your coaches that you're good at them in practice. And you're just not going through the motion. It never hit me that you're supposed to attack and dominate these little practice, whatever they call, maneuvers with people and steps. And not just, you know, the calisthenics, but like the one-on-ones, blocking practice, pulling practice, making cuts and all that. It's all that condition you to be able to move a certain way on the field. Now, how the hell I got here and where I was going with it, I don't know. Oh, they were talking about, yeah, you practice. And all of a sudden, they call it like a muscle memory, where your brain, oh, we've been here before. The synapses fire in a certain pattern that it's gotten used to. And the firings become stronger and easier. So I'm thinking, if a person grows up where everything is happy and laughter and joy and success and reward, that those synapses in his brain will become more powerful. And the tendency will be to have that experience. Because all of a sudden, hey, your brain is used to firing off for happiness and joy and excitement. And you really didn't have too much trauma. You didn't have too much stress or tension. So that those synapses didn't get exercised as much. So they don't fire as good as the happy ones. So over time, you almost train yourself to be happy and more spirited, whatever happy means to you. So there's probably some people who, I was thinking, I wonder if that's what post-trauma or trauma, or how it'll stick with you. Something over time, it'll stick with you like a dog. You know, you see a dog that's been beaten for so long and they just, you tell by their posture, demeanor, that, you know, that's in them. I was thinking the other way. What if you grew up happy and you know, excited, good things, success. And that becomes what your brain is used to. And that's how the synapses fire easily. So basically, you train yourself to be happy, or you kind of train yourself to not be happy, or train yourself to be scared without even knowing it or knowing it. But that's that. I probably should make a separate video about the maggots, the LA maggot event, and I will. But right now, this is the Jeffrey TV. I haven't really spoke on this because for a couple days after, it was so meaningful. And I was thinking it was, the day was so meaningful. It meant so much. The day, June 5th, when the Maggots played Decades, it meant so much that there was only so much fun I was going to be able to have. It was too important to be full-blown, just, I had too much going on. Too many cameras, too many wires, too many things to look at. I had work to do. Plus, it was just too important. It was just too important to me for this event to be a success. So there was a lot riding on it. So I couldn't just go willy-nilly crazy like I will later this month in Central Park in New Haven, Connecticut. But it was good. It's just good. It's just tremendous. My life with the technology I love so much, and I'm working with people and music that I love so much, and I'm able to implement my ideas and my geekiness to produce something for something to help promote it. It's just, it's really good. It's really, really good. What else? What else I got to say? Nothing. I got nothing. I got everything, and I got nothing. Very happy where I'm at. Very happy with what things going on. And maybe the fact that my little experiment with the cameras and capturing the difficulties that I had will actually make it better to overcome, because I'm about fulfillment and accomplishment. To me, a happy life is not sitting on the beach with a cocktail in my hand every day with nothing to do. Even though sometimes, if you ask me, all I want to do is lay in the bed. It feels good for the first hour or two. Then after that, the day becomes heavy. And I feel better if I'm doing something or accomplish something. I need fulfillment. I need accomplish. I need motion. I need to produce or to execute and then rest. That's why I say that I need to work. I can't retire. Retiring will probably kill me, because I can't be left to my own demise, because I probably would demise. Another thing too about my birthday, I'm going to tell you something else too. Having good people in my life, I'm going to tell you that one of the best things that happened, and I was touched. I was touched. It got me. I was touched. When somebody gets you a birthday gift that you forgot you needed, and it's like a tool toy, something cool that you always, that you kept talking about getting, but you forgot. And if somebody to get you what, it was touching. I was touched. I was moved. I was moved. I was almost shook up because I got it the day before my birthday, but so much was going on, I didn't open it. I wanted to save it to where it could have its own space. Now I got two boxes. The Dane sent me two boxes. One box said Mrs. Fields on it, which was perfect because I didn't have no cookies. So I opened that box. I left the other box just sitting there, right there, right smack in the just in time area, right there in my way on purpose. So I had to look at it. You know, I got the pleasure of looking at it and anticipating it. Tell you, them Danes, they can pack and they, when people know you, I think that's what it was. I was touched that somebody paid attention and remembered and knew me. That was just touching. The degree at which I was touched. I mean, it was what I got was an uninterruptible power supply, UPS. Because in my house, the way the circuits are wired, it's like the bedroom and the kitchen are on the circuit, and this and that is on the circuit, the living room. The circuits are all what a little bit. And the circuit breakers break. If I put on the space heater and the microwave or the popcorn, hot air popper and this and that. So I said, shoot, I need to get a UPS. I even looked into it. I looked into getting a UPS. And I opened that box and I saw it. I was like, oh. And I was like, I was so touched that it got weird. I was so touched, I didn't like it. Ah! Get these feelings away from me. Ugh. I was like, oh. I was like, oh. And then now with that comes the responsibility of how you gonna outdo that. How am I gonna outdo that? Because you know I'm not a gift giver. And the things I pay attention to as far as my relationships with people go, may or may not be the best for gift giving. As I may focus on more and less gift giving points or things. But yeah, I opened that up and I saw it and I went, oh no, don't Jeffrey, don't, keep it together. And I was gonna video record me opening the box. I'm kind of glad I didn't. I might have started crying and I'd have been crying on camera, but it was good. It's good to have the Dane in my life. Met her. I think it was October 2019. Was it October 2019? Before the pandemic. Because we had a, it was effortless. It was beautiful. It was just a flow. We would eat and go do stuff. We'd be together. Now they really have to do nothing. They had the best time and eat and cook and shop for food and eat. Oh my God, you should see some of the meals we used to have. Oh, it got to the point that where in 2020, no, 2019, we're like, all right, we got to stop this. My weight was going in another direction. And it was just getting too deep. It was just too deep. Foods we had cooking, and we was doing research and finding the best this and best that and preparation. And, oh, we lay it out on the table, be all nice and quiet evening, music and candles. And just go out, and take a ride or a walk. Or... Then we said in 2021, we're going to pull back. We're going to go, you know, we can't continue this behavior. And that's when 2020 broke. COVID came. And that changed probably my perspective, disposition. Definitely had an effect on me. The working from home definitely had an effect on me. And my openness to certain things, I guess you could put it that way. A sort of regression into myself, if you want to call it that or whatever, something like that, just got weird. Because remember at the beginning of COVID, it was scary, remember? It was like, we didn't know what was going on. Garcetti and Newsom out here in California, they get on TV and scare the hell out of people. We didn't know really what was going on. And here they come saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. So that shook a lot of people up. I didn't want to go out nowhere. Then they had us working from home, and I didn't have to go nowhere, and I already loved being home. And my home was already set up. See, when that happened, a lot of the people were just used to going to the office. Their apartment or their house wasn't set up to work from home, let alone having kids and dogs, and, you know, people there the whole time. I lived alone, and I, sidewalk cross. It says sidewalk closed, cross. You see this? It says sidewalk closed, cross. I ain't crossing. This is my side of the street. So I'm at home, alone, and my space, my apartment is set up around the computer. The main focus of the apartment, the living room, or the main focus of my place is the computer. Computer set up. So it was just a matter of clean, clean, clean. And I'm just had the chair, ergonomic chair already, the monitors, and actually went out and bought another monitor. Yeah, they gave us a, they subsidized another monitor for us, so I was able to go out and buy me another one, even though I may or may not have needed it. But I got a bigger one. I'm glad I did. Then I moved one down, just shifted down all the monitors down a step. And the one on the bottom, my worst monitor, I brought out here to my mother's. I just left it out here. And that's the monitor I paid $10 for walking down the street at a garage sale three doors from my house. I brought that home, and that was my monitor in the main setup for a long time until I upgraded. And now I just took it to my mother's. Let's leave it there. And I'm able to work from home. Work from her house just by, you know, had to set up there already. Went out and bought a table. I love buying tables. Went to Walmart and got a table. Just got things set up. I go out there, I take my Fire Stick, put in the bedroom TV. And I could have used the bedroom TV as a monitor and just switched them back and forth at night. But it might even be better. But so it's all good. The technology is just good. And the 2020 and the work from home, and hell, I made a profit working from home. I made a severe profit. It's uncanny, the profit that I made. Financially, and the working from home logistics of it all. And we got bonuses. And I got a raise. And it seemed my performance got better. And I'm able to get a lot done at home. So that's what happened in 2020. And me and the Dane got through it. And here we are now. I miss those meals. We talk about them all the time too. We miss having those meals. Can't wait. Got to figure it out. Was gonna go to England for the P-Funk shows and would have rendezvoused when I got over there then. But those shows got canceled, so. And the travel restrictions and all that. One country to the other and vaccinations. That's why I went and got vaccinated. Get that over with. Went and got vaccinated. Get that over with. I'm looking to see if I see any N1 footprints. From, usually I don't see them. I don't think they last for like a few days. I had to change my shoes too. I wore out a pair of shoes. And this time I wrote down when I start, I'm going to see how long these things last. So I marked the day that I start wearing these. Pretty much a brand new pair of shoes. I'm going to start my walking. See how long they last. If it'll be worth spending some money getting a good pair of shoes. Or just buying cheap ones every 2-3 months. One thing about buying cheap ones every 2-3 months, you always have a new, always be new and always look new, which doesn't really matter. But anyhow, 32 minutes. Yeah, that UPS got me. So I had to, and what I should have done was, as soon as I opened it, I should have plugged it in and started charging it. But I was so touched that I just kind of, it just all came down. It was my birthday, the whole LA Magus thing, and just a good, good couple days. And then to open that up and to see it was something that I had forgot I needed. That touched me. That I forgot I needed, and a tool toy. A UPS, I need a UPS. So what I do is on my UPS, I hook my hard drives, because the power goes out or a circuit breaker blows, I don't want my computer shutting down. You know, erroneously, whatever that means. And the hard drives especially, because they're encrypted and they're mounted. So there's technology always connected to the hard drives that if you dismount them incorrectly, you could lose data. So the UPS will help me prevent that and surge protection and all that. I needed one. I forgot. I looked at that box. I was like, oh, you. She got me. She got me. She got me good. Anyhow. My name is Jeffrey, and I think I started this off with, I have the best life in the world. And if I do or don't, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that moment when I think that I do, or it feels like that I do. Or I just look back at it and go, and just love it so much. Just love it so tremendously. And that I put that Dropbox thing up yesterday, posted LA Magus. I searched and searched and searched and searched to find something where you can upload without having to sign in or sign up. And I found it. I went in and I'm just like $11 a month. And I'm struggling. I'm like, oh God, do I want to do this or that? I'm like, $12, nigga. And I love when I do that. I love when I fuss over 6 cents when I got $1 million in my back pocket. And that struggle over spending that 6 cent matters and is real. Very seldom do I just say, just pay for it. I do every now and then. Sometimes you just get tired or you run down. A couple times I just needed to get a hotel. And I didn't care what I paid, whatever. I just pay it. I just need to lay down or whatever. And even then, I did some price comparison. But paid $11.99 for a month of this Dropbox. And I said, oh, hell, if it doesn't work, I can just stop it. Or pay $119 for a year. Oh, I need it for a year. Eh. So that's that. And it worked. It worked. A couple people uploaded stuff and I get a notification. So-and-so uploaded this, so-and-so uploaded that. So I got video because of the technical difficulties I had from doing the recordings. There's gaps. There's gaps in shots. And there's certain shots that you want to have during the music. Like when somebody's singing, you wish you had a good shot of them and you don't. As the video comes in, hopefully I'll be able to patch together, you know, something funky, something slick. And that's just, this is what I always wanted to be. So I was telling them, this is my dream. I never wanted to play bass, never wanted to play drums. At most, I may have wanted to be Mr. Clinton up front, leading. Never thought of myself as a singer. So that was that. But I've always been on the technical side, engineering. Wanted to be an audio engineer. I wanted to be an audio engineer. Help people make records, because that was the technical part of the funk. I didn't know any other positions, because I was, you know, I'm young in high school. Didn't do my research. I didn't know what else was out there. Like, when I found out that the Steelers have an IT department, what's that about? Football teams got IT departments? Woo! Can you imagine? But one thing I thought about too, that when you sign up for that, when you sign up for something like that, come game time or concert time, you can't watch the show. You almost can't even be into the show. You got to work. And I thought about that, and I don't even know if that's possible. Say like I signed up for P-Funk to help out to do merch or something, you know, get on the mothership, you get a job. Because Elijah told me one time, he said, the bus drivers don't watch the show, they sleep. They gotta sleep because they gotta drive. I'm like, what? I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could do that. Forgot how or why I went down this road, but yeah, it's really good. It's really good. 'Tis really good, the life of Jeffrey. Celebrate it with me. Celebrate your existence. It's all about how you feel about your existence. What other people think don't mean a damn thing. How do you feel about your existence? From that, happiness, you need to take on a lot of responsibility for happiness. You have to take on a lot of responsibility to be happy. Certain things you just can't allow. certain things you have to be in control of for your own happiness. No one else is gonna, no one else can stop your happiness. Whoops, I shouldn't have did that to that old lady. The light was red and stopped. My bad. But I'm a pedestrian, damn it. That's how I act. It was completely red. I was like, stop. My bad. She was nice, though. She was kind of driving fast to be 103 years old. Takes responsibility. You got to be responsible for certain things. You can't be happy unless you take the responsibility of not letting certain things happen to you and the responsibility of making certain things happen to you. The responsibility of deciding what you want, the responsibility of figuring out how to get it. You have to just take on the responsibility. You can't wake up in the morning saying, oh, so-and-so A should happen, or so-and-so B needs to do this, or that needs to go right, or this needs to go right, or I hope that this person does that, or this. For me, I can't, that's not the way I've operated for a very long time. I factor people out of my equations as much as possible, probably since I was a teenager. So now I'm at the point where nobody but me is responsible for what happens to me and my happiness. I can't put things, there are things that's going to happen that's going to be out of my control. They're going to be, you know, out of my circumstances that I just don't, they're going to happen to me. But for the most part, even that I have to take responsibility for. Can't leave it up to chance. Or it's always chance. But you got to minimize that chance as much as possible by being prepared. It takes a lot of responsibility. You have to assume that responsibility. Whoa! Somebody going the wrong way. Somebody was going the wrong way. You got to take that responsibility to make what you want. You have to build your life. You have to build your life the way you want it. Nobody else can do that for you. You have to go out and execute and build the space and the opportunities around you that you desire and want. First, you got to take on the responsibility of deciding what you want, let alone how to get it. You got to decide what you want, what you want to be, how you want things. And you got to take that responsibility. You made this decision. This is the direction I'm going to go. And if it don't go right, don't go wrong, you still got to take responsibility for that. That's just the way I look at it. I just take responsibility for everything at this point. And I should, because of my experience and my age and my resources and the stuff I've been through and the stuff I've been given and the stuff that I have. So that's that. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell. I hadn't been getting my steps in. I've been lazy. I've been kind of out of it. I've been out of it and in of it. Out of it and in of it. In of it. I've been in of it. All of that. It's just good. It's just summertime is coming. It's not quite summer yet, but it's going to be 90 degrees out here today. It's beautiful. I'm working from home. Today is Friday. I'm off the next 2 days. It's just good. And I got the people like the Dane in my life. I've just had some good people in my life. Just flat out, I've just had some good people in my life. I mean, it's just, don't run me up! Woo! Where was I? Yeah, I just got good people in my life. I always have. Started with my parents and family. Friends. Relationships, girlfriends, my children. cousins, teachers, bosses, coworkers. I've always had good people in my life for whatever reason. Or it seems that I have. Or I took the responsibility subconsciously to make those people good people. Or to let people know that when you're around me, this is how I do it. This is what I expect, and this is how I do it. And being confident in that, and bringing my energy to a situation. Like at the Decades Bar and Grill, I acted a fool in ways. I'm starting to perfect it. Since I'm getting older, it's not really acting a fool. It's been really animated, excited, all over the place, completely just free. Like I'm dancing in my own shower or in my living room, just completely uninhibited and free. And everybody there around me, and I'm feeling their energy, and they're feeling mine. I'm just all over the place, uninhibited. That's what I've always wanted. And a long time ago, decades ago, I realized for me to be that free and uninhibited, I was going to have to be alone. If you go to a show or a concert or something with other people, you're almost obligated. Almost Gary running to the limit. All right, y'all, my name is Jeffrey. Speaking on y'all two times. Missing a 4 gigabyte limit. Coming up on 50 minutes. So it's Gary cut off. Swinging on y'all two times. For the funk, for me, three times. One more. For every atom and elementary particle that has ever existed in this and in any universe that has or ever will exist. Everything and everything, y'all. Everything and anything. It's all part of the grand scheme of happiness. You can't cancel it. You can't block it. You can't delete it. It's always going to be there. Bring it into your harmony or make harmony around it. Just keep going. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. I'm out.